we are talking about how parents can avoid creating sibling rivalry. We mentioned yesterday sibling rivalry started between Habil and Qabil, and it led to the first murder in Islam. We see sibling rivalry as the main cause of what Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's brothers did to him. We are currently discussing the tafsir of Surah Yusuf. Now, yesterday we spoke about comparing parents sometimes inadvertently start off the sibling rivalry by saying, why can't you be like your brother? Why can't you be like your sister? Thinking that that will motivate them to improve, but in reality, it just creates resentment. They then become focused on proving how their brother or sister is not that good. And the do-good brother or sister then doesn't do it for the right reasons. They do it just to upstage the brother or sister who's criticized and who's not so compliant, who's a bit more rebellious. That will then carry through in life. When they become adults also, they will have rivalry. Their children will then have rivalry. Their spouses will have rivalry, and you would have contributed to it without even realizing. Now, the second aspect that we discussed this week is the arrival of a newborn. Look, a new baby can bring many changes to a family. Parents spend a lot of energy on preparations. And after the baby arrives, much of the family's attention involves caring for the newborn. Now, the other child or children can start feeling a bit neglected, and that can result in jealousy and rivalry. And they can then create upheaval by acting out. When they feel neglected, they start doing silly things, and that makes you more angry with them, and that then just exacerbates the situation. Now, as part of the preparation for a new addition to the family, you should be discussing the pregnancy in a way that can make sense to your kids. You know, let them take part in the preparations before the child is born. You know, take them with when you shop for a cot. Make it a family thing, not your thing. Make them excited about it. Use words like your brother, your sister, before the baby is born and even after the baby is born. Not you know, Muhammad or Fatima. So it creates a sense of belonging that, hey, you know what? It's not just a kid that's competing with me for mom's attention or dad's attention. This is my brother. This is my sister. This is our baby. So then they also feel part of the process. Look, as small as kids are, they pick up language very quickly. They pick up language very, very quickly. So look, include the child in looking after the newborn. You know, give the child an opportunity to take out the new diaper from the bag, to bring the bottle, to bring a spoon. Never give your existing children, or I mean your children, that are there before the newborn, the impression that the newborn is a competitor. If the newborn is crying out of frustration, we sometimes yell at the other children and say, go play there, can't you say busy with the baby? This gives them the impression that, you know, they're no longer wanted. And that becomes a problem. So that's the second, you know, tip that we share with you, the arrival of a newborn. The third thing is, in order to avoid sibling rivalry, you need to make individual time for each of your children, to try and make them feel special. Each one is not the same. All five fingers are not the same. They're part of the same hand, but they're not the same. We need to identify the likes of each child. Spend time with that particular child doing what he or she likes. It may not be possible to do it every day, but we can try and do it at least once a week. As they become older, the same principle applies. Make each child feel special. But now, instead of activities, it'll be more about discussions, you know. The one may like sport, so have discussions about sport. The other one may like politics, so have discussion about politics and always try and bring in an Islamic perspective. The one may like academics, so speak to each one. On the table, have a 30-second conversation with each one about their day. Speak to them. Make each one feel special, feel part of the family. That's how it is. That's how it works out. We make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He grants us the understanding.